views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Everyone, welcome to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I am your co-host, Nancy Mack, and I'm here with Mary Jane Mack, who has an office in Issaquah, Washington. She is a holistic intuitive. She does a form of muscle testing your body to find out where your nutritional deficiencies are, recommends a nutritional product that gets in, repairs, supports, and brings your body back to balance. So she's pretty amazing. She is my mom. She's amazing, even if she wasn't my mom. She has miracles happen every day in her office. And our topic today, hold on, preparing for the holidays, both emotionally and physically. Mom, what do you have to say?
It's a big topic, Nancy, a big topic. We've already heard things from relatives and from clients about having to get together with people who just cause trouble.
I know.
There's no way about it. So the idea is, no, I'm not having Thanksgiving this year because Jody and
Aunt Sally can't get along. Yeah. So let me just say this. Mary Jane is going to be taking your calls and answering your health questions or any questions you may have about yourself, family member, child, pet, because Mary Jane does pets as well. And if you have a question for Mary Jane, give us a call at 800-930-2819. And she will be more than happy to tap in and figure out exactly what's going on with you. So back to the holidays. It's supposed to be such a fun time. You get the music going. I admit I'm already listening to Christmas music. I'm super excited. You feel that warm, fuzzy feeling of joy and love. And then it's time that you have to be somewhere you may not want to be. And everything goes to...
Well, and it's really difficult when it's like a closer family. Say like it's aunts, uncles, then the parents are divorced, and then you've got the ex-wife or husband. And so you're trying to mingle all these people and keep everybody happy. So you can have five people that are really happy and good, and the other two people are going to cause trouble every time. So what do you do? Do you invite them or don't you invite them in? It's like if it's going to be more stressful to invite them and the same thing happens every time, then why put yourself through that? Invite the people that are happy.
Yeah, invite the people that you want to invite and don't feel obligated to invite the people you don't want to. Well, it's like me. I'm old enough now to the point where I can't make everybody happy. So the only person I'm really interested in making happy is myself. So I'm going to put myself in a position where I know I'm going to have a good holiday. And luckily for me, I have an awesome family, so, and I love spending time with them. And we don't really have any troublemakers in our family, but most of our other family is back in Chicago, so we kind of skate through the holidays unscathed. But I think
family in Chicago is all good, too.
Yeah, so our family in Chicago rocks. I mean, I can only imagine if we were together with all of them, what a party that would be, because they are a lot of fun. So we're blessed in that way, but there's a lot of people who aren't.
And so this the question is, do you invite them or not invite them? So if it's gonna be more trouble to invite them, don't invite them. And because if you can't go by the rules, if you can't come and be happy and and have a good time don't come, and they come anyway, then you're in trouble.
Well, yeah. And then people say, well, if you don't invite them, they're going to be mad. Well, they're already mad because they show up and disrupt everybody else's celebration. So, you know, I think in this day and age, everybody needs to forgive for whatever reason it is. If we hold grudges, you need to forgive, let it go, and on that day, come together and spend, you know, 3 to 6 hours and remember the good times.
And also remember that could be your last time together, because anything can happen in a moment and you could be gone. And it happens all the time. So don't have things you're sorry about and that you look back on and you remember these, have regrets.
Yeah.
Don't look at things where you have regrets.
No. And that's, we can speak to that. You know, when my sister passed away, it was devastating to our family. But the one thing I was so happy that I could look back on, I never had any regrets. We right. always said we loved each other. We always had a good time when we were together. If we got in a little sister argument, we always apologized and hugged immediately. We never held grudges. And for that one thing, I am so thankful, because I couldn't imagine having her leave and me being stuck in an old pattern. That would be devastating.
Exactly. And Kelly's perfect example. She got sick very suddenly, went in the hospital on November 3rd, and she passed away on November 14th. So remember, that could happen to anyone, or an accident. So forgive, have gratitude for what you do have, and make the best of it.
Exactly. So if you have a question for Mary Jane, give us a call at 800-930-2819. So what can people do
to handle their stress?
Yes.
I mean,
the emotional.
Already,
yeah.
You start worrying about things, and you worry so much about everything, it becomes bigger than it might have been in the first place. And not only that, when you get stressed out, think about physically, your blood pressure goes up, you get panic attacks, anxiety.
You may eat more.
Oh, absolutely. And then the holiday goes by and you don't even enjoy it. So it's about taking time to relax and take care of yourself. Remember, you are the most important person that there is. It's about taking care of yourself. And when you take care of yourself, it affects everybody else. So if you're calm and your family sees you as an example, then it sets the
tone
for everybody. Exactly. So think about what's stressing you out and how you could change that. And take time every day, maybe just listen to some music, maybe just to be quiet, maybe do a little meditation, listen to some Wayne Dyer. And listen to some positive, motivational people. There's lots of good tapes out there. Wayne Dyer is my absolute favorite. And you could rent those at a library. You don't even have to buy them. And so when you do that, it's like having your own personal coach all the time. So you could plug in Wayne Dyer and listen to him and sort out things. And he'll make you feel good. And it'll make a difference in your life.
Yeah, just one simple thing. The other thing I like to do is, at least at the beginning of the day or the end of the day, pick one thing you're thankful for at the end of the day. I mean, I think we can all agree that there's one thing that happened in your day that's good. And my other favorite thing is to be present.
Exactly.
I think everybody's always thinking about tomorrow. What are we going to do tomorrow? Oh, my gosh, Thanksgiving's next week. You know, what? Got to buy the groceries, the company. Table. I think if we stay present in our today, here and now, because that's really all we have, that also helps
create that reality.
Create the reality and relieves the stress. So try and stay present. And it's not an easy thing to do, but it does get easy as time goes on.
Well, it's like anything. You have to practice it. You have to practice it. And it's the other thing that goes along with being present is be kind. Because if you're kind and like driving down the road, I mean, if you're if you're the type of person that gets like a maniac because somebody didn't put on their turn signal, or an older person isn't able to keep up on the road, that just think about yourself and what may be going on with that person instead of going crazy.
Yeah, it's those people who know that the lane is ending, but they go to the front of the line. Those people drive me crazy. But there's nothing you do about it. So at the same time, it's like they're going to get in anyway. So you just kind of let them get in, take a breath, relax.
As they say in Nairobi, go with the
flow. Because that's all you can do.
And believe me, the flow there is pretty amazing.
There are no traffic rules in Nairobi. There are no stop signs. There are no stoplights. I mean, it's like every man for himself. And if you don't show confidence when you drive, you might as well not be on the road, because it's a very scary place.
And the cars are about 3 inches apart.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And then you got mass herds of cows crossing the road on this major road. So, yeah, you just got to go with the flow. Be present.
Enjoy life.
And enjoy it. I was in traffic Monday, and it was hellacious. But at the same time, I just said to myself, I'm not going to get there any faster. I was just sit, had my Christmas music on, singing away. I'm sure people were staring at me, but there was nothing I could do. So just enjoyed the moment and eventually got to my destination.
And set yourself up for what makes you happy. If you have a certain tradition for Thanksgiving, or there's something you really like to do, you need to plan and do it for yourself, whether anybody else does it or not. You can't wait for somebody else to do something to make you happy.
Exactly. So we are going to talk more about how we can prepare emotionally and physically for the holidays when we come back. You are listening to the Mary J. Maxx Show on Transformation Talk Radio, and we'll catch you on the other side.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer, and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed, and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I am your co-host, Nancy Mack, and I'm here with my mom, Mary Jane Mack, who is a holistic intuitive. She has an office in Issaquah, Washington. And do you want to explain a little bit about the TAPS, the Accelerated Performance System? I touched on it briefly.
I would love to, Nancy.
That would be wonderful, Mary Jane. But first, before you get started in explaining that, let me just say, Mary Jane will be taking your calls. So if you have a question for Mary Jane, you can give us a call at 800-930-2819. All right, back to you, Mary Jane.
All right, so what I do is the Accelerated Performance System, and it's a technique of muscle testing, a form of kinesiology. And what I do, I've been doing the work I do for 22 years, and I've taught doctors and healthcare professionals all over the country for 19 of those 23 years, or how long it's been.
It's been a long time.
And so what I do is I follow a system, and in that system, I'm doing the same thing every time. So whether you're with me or distance, because I do phone calls and I have clients all over the country, and so in my mind, if you're with me, I'm doing it physically. I'm holding your arm, and then I'm following a certain sequence. And I check you for emotions, for structure, to see if you're structurally connected, and also nutritionally. And when I score those areas, each area should be a 10. And if they're not a 10, then whatever area I'm in, it's like a doorway in. It takes me into the next system. So if it's nutrition, then I check everything on the left side of the body, which would be your lung, your adrenals, your spleen, your pancreas, your kidney, your bowel, ovary, your testicles. And then I check everything, and all those should score a 10. And then then I check the center of the body, and I'm checking your thyroid, your heart, your stomach, checking you for gout, for viruses, for uterus, bladder, check you for everything. So when I'm doing this, why I'm saying that is I'm actually checking you for absolutely everything. And if you have, and on the right side, of course, is your liver, your gallbladder, your bile duct, your kidney, again, ovary on that side. But if the numbers are less than 10, then that tells me that area, there's something that needs attention. So the body is made up of all nerves. And that nerve conduction, when your body's out of balance, will send more nerve conduction to that area to heal that part of the body. So it's what I call a hot spot on the body. So with the kinesiology, the muscle testing, I'm looking for the hot spots. When I hit it, when I'm pointing to the body, that electricity is attracted to me. I pick it up, goes through my body, and I'm holding the arm. And when it gets to the first large muscle, the arm's going to drop. And it's very effective. It's very scientific. It's not anything weird. It's been proven and done for many, many years.
It's actually very strange to see in person. Well, when she first started it, but it is really, it's kind of scary effective. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, what I do, it's when I do this technique, it's absolutely right on.
Predictable results.
And I have certainty with whatever it is that I find. I know the body will tell me in order, number one, number two, number three, what needs attention. It will never tell me something like if you have symptoms, for example, and you think it's something else, you might think it's you have a shoulder pain. You think it's your shoulder. Well, it could be your gallbladder. So the body, when I follow the body, your body gives me the information. It's not what I think. It's what your body says. And then we follow your body in order and use nutrition by biotics research, and we have predictable results. It's like every time I know when you're doing the right things and eating the right foods, within a period of time, so many weeks, you're going to be improved. And it will take a period, depending on where you're at, it could take a couple months to be totally well, but it's always a gradual moving in the right direction, going up and knowing that it makes a difference.
And this time of the year, not only is there stress and emotional issues due to the holidays, but this is probably the worst time of the year for eating, so, which if your body's already out of balance, it's just going to be worse.
Oh, absolutely. Well, it's gallbladder, kidney, same issues, only magnified. And if you go into it and you just make some simple changes, and not if you eat clean food most of the time. And when I say clean food,
not processed.
And the paleo diet is a great program because there's a lot of good food choices on there. It's not a diet. It's a way of eating. And it gives you a lot of variety. So if you eat good, clean food most of the time and try to eliminate dairy and wheat as much as you can, I'm not saying you always have to be fanatic about it, but if you try to do that, it will make a huge difference. And then when you do indulge and have things that you want, it's fine. If you do the right thing 80% of the time, then you have room to do some other things part of the time.
Well, and the other thing, if you're eating clean, that also helps your body as far as your stress is concerned, too. Because when you're eating things that aren't good for you, then you feel bad about it. Your body feels bad. Then you feel tired. And then you may come down on yourself because you just ate, you know,
well, then you get sick.
Gallon of ice cream, and now you're feeling even worse about yourself. So it just kind of compounds. But if you're eating clean most of the time, we're talking beef, chicken, ham.
We're talking about not a lot of heavy sauces.
Vegetables
that are steamed. You could still use some butter on them. I mean, it's and not using a microwave. Microwave is just destroys the food. So if you get good food that's not melted with butter, I mean, like chicken or things that are cooked and not put, like when you go into a restaurant, most of the time when you buy food in the restaurant, like chicken or steak or whatever, they put butter on it when they cook it. That's why it looks so pretty. So sometimes, you know, just be aware of that and different salt, that adds a lot to how you feel. Sometimes you'll be more tired and thirsty and dehydrated after you eat something like that. Not like you can't have it, but be aware that's the difference in when you're eating out. So clean food is easy, and if you do the right thing most of the time, you're going to feel better, you're going to have energy. And like I said, look at the paleo. There's recipes everywhere, great recipes that you could use for the paleo program.
All right. So our physical or most, we talked a little bit about physically. So eating clean would be a good start to the holidays, because now everybody's bringing in stuff pretty soon, Christmas cookies, holiday parties.
Well, you got to keep your digestion right. If your digestion is already off and then you start eating those things, you're going to gain weight. It's a given. It's going to happen because when your digestion is off, for example, you don't have enough hydrochloric acid, or you already have a gallbladder issue or a kidney issue. And when I say a kidney issue, it doesn't mean you have disease. It means that certain foods will back up your kidney. Like turkey is one of the worst foods to back up your kidney. Turkey, when people eat turkey, it's the biggest food that will cause gout flare-ups the most. So if you have a tendency toward gout, turkey is not going to be your best choice for the holiday.
Turkey's not your friend.
It's not your friend. And if you have a kidney issue of any kind and being treated for that, turkey is not your friend, because then it causes the kidney to get more sludge in it, And basically what it is the kidney can't get rid of certain protein. And so that protein backs up in the kidney, and then it causes sore joints, swollen joints, causes the gout flare-ups. And so by just eliminating turkey, and there's tons of other protein you can have, that you will not have that problem after Thanksgiving.
Well, I know everybody's into turkey on Thanksgiving. Me, I personally have never liked turkey. So for me, it's a win-win because our family doesn't eat turkey because I don't think we're big fans of turkey. So,
well, I don't eat turkey because I've seen what it does to me.
Yeah, I just don't like turkey.
So I feel a lot better. But people, when I have clients and they say, well, I'm going to eat, if they have a real kidney issue, I strongly advise them not to have turkey, and they don't. There are some people that still want to have some turkey, and if they do, they have to beef up their nutrition. So they have to take a lot more nutrition to clean out their kidneys in order to be able to handle the turkey and not be sick afterwards.
And for some people, that's an easy thing to do. Yeah. I mean, you know, if you love turkey and you want to have the turkey, why not take some extra nutrition so you're not feeling all those residual.
So that's afterwards. Exactly what I do. I support people through these times, and if they're traveling, also, you know, when you're eating at other people's house, you're not sure what to do, so we could help you with that.
All right. It's time for us to take a short break. You are listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio, and we will catch you on the other side.
Love to eat turkey, 'cause it's good. Love to eat turkey like a good boy should, 'cause it's turkey to eat. So good.
Put a little
woohoo
in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little
woohoo
in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at TransformationTalkRadio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Tune in to the hit show, Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, intuit.com. And get into it now.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. visit MaryJaneMack.com.
50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong. Turkey lurkey do and turkey lurkey dap. I eat that turkey, then I take a nap.
Thank you, Benny, for that lovely turkey song.
It wouldn't be me. It'd be Adam Sandler.
Well, thank you for playing that for us.
And it's true, though. Tryptophan and whatever it's called in turkey, and that's a harmful thing right there.
Yep, we're talking nap. Mm-hmm. Major nap.
Yep.
Then you get up and you have some more nap. Have some more turkey, take some more naps. But we don't want to do that this year because Seahawks are playing, so we need to be alert and
better
awake.
Stay awake. Yep.
Yes.
Well, not only when you're tired like that, you eat more because you're tired, so then you eat more to try and give you energy to stay awake is what happens.
So it all kind of, it's a vicious cycle, people. You are listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I am your co-host, Nancy Mack. I am here with my mom, Mary Jane Mack. If you have a question for Mary Jane, give us a call at 800-930-2819. Also, if you would like more information about Mary Jane Mack, you can visit her website at MaryJaneMack.com. If you'd like to make an appointment with her, you can give her office a call at 888-777-4232. So, we do an emotional
or
physical. Well, I like to bring up a point when you ask people, do you have problems with your digestion? And most people say, well, no, not really. It's pretty good. And then you start asking more questions.
They all say that.
And then eventually, well, yeah, I don't eat that, or I am a little bit tired. So you may think your digestion's doing really well, but it's not.
Well,
most of the time.
No. And then another thing is most people eliminate all the things that bother them, so they're not eating that anymore, but they've got a very limited food list of what they're doing. So the big part of all of this for stress and for digestion is give our office a call and we could balance you and get you straightened out before the holidays. And if you are anxious and nervous about something, we'll figure out where that's coming from and get you on a nutrition program so you could sail through this holiday and have fun.
Yeah, well, and Mary Jane does have some amazing products at the office that help with stress. Also, if you're not sleeping, she's got some amazing products that help calm your brain down and get a good night's sleep so you can tackle your Christmas shopping, your holiday dinners, your relatives you really don't want to be around.
Well, we help with everything. It's like I'm your coach. So when I'm listening to you, I'm figuring out exactly what's going to be, where you need to go, and what's going to make you feel the best and come out of the holidays better than you went into it and not gain weight. And not feel bad and tired every day. So just give Rhonda a call and we'll be able to take care of you. And it's what I call a tune-up.
Yeah.
Even if you're not feeling that bad, we'll tune you up and get you feeling really good.
Well, in the holidays, I mean, normally we eating more than we should. And that's not a bad thing. But then January comes, and then it's kind of like, oh, my God, now we have to diet again. Well, it's a vicious cycle.
But you eat more than you should because when your digestion is off, you're not absorbing the nutrients out of the food, so you're still hungry.
I know when my digestion is off, I get snacky. I start
grazing.
I want to, like, graze, and normally I'm not a grazer. So luckily for me, because I've been doing the nutrition for so long, I know that if I start grazing, 9 times out of 10, it's my gallbladder. I've eaten something that maybe wasn't that great for me, or I ate out at a restaurant.
It could be anything. It could be anything.
So yeah. I immediately get on some extra nutrition so I can stop that grazing. So I'm happy to say that I eat my, 2 or 3 meals a day and I'm good. I don't graze.
Well, also, gallbladder issues come from food you eat. Yes, it could be also from your environment, but it is strongly from the basis of all physical ailments is emotions.
And gallbladder is resentment.
Resentment and liver is anger. So during the holiday, that's why so many people have gallbladder issues. It stirs up old emotions and it may not even be what's happening to you at the moment. It could be things that happened years past, and now it's just a reminder of that time.
You're getting triggered.
You may not even realize it.
You're getting triggered.
Yeah.
Because those emotions stay with you. And
so then I can even help you identify if it winds up to be an emotion. You can muscle test and ask exactly when an emotion happened. What was it? And by pinpointing when it happened, then you can recognize it, what it is, to be able to let it go. So it's pretty...
It's powerful stuff. The emotions, yeah, everything that's happening in your body is all starts from those emotions that we hold on to. And we're walking around daily not realizing we're holding on to them.
Oh, it's an emotion. And the thing is, you think you've let go of it. Most of us have done tons of work through the years and thinking we're getting rid of all this stuff. But there's something tucked away that still could be creeping back. And especially if you have a recurrence of the same old thing all the time.
Yeah, it's kind of like Mary Jane, we work with Lonnie Nordell, and it's about peeling away the layers of the onion. So you may get through one layer, and then you go to that next layer, which is deeper. And I've talked to Lonnie numerous times, and I'm like, well, I'm over that.
Yeah,
I don't feel that way. Well, you may not feel that way, but part of your body is still holding on to it, and you really do feel that way. So,
exactly. So we have tools, and we have people to help you.
Resources
to help you get through this faster and move on and have a good, happy life. So,
And that's another great tool for relieving the stress and being able to deal with families is Lonnie's a great help. Between Mary Jane with the nutrition and getting some work with Lonnie, you just breeze through these holidays and be happy.
Well, and I can always tell when people come in, when I'm talking to them, if Lonnie's name pops up in my head, then I know that you're supposed to call Lonnie, or I give you that information. So it's a process. It's a process, and, you know, it's really your journey, and it's taken to who's going to help you in the next step.
Yeah, so you provide the information, and then it's up to you what you do with it. So
there you go. So that's the emotional part. Remember, everything that happens to you comes from an emotion. And you can go through life thinking you're not going to deal with it, but when you have symptoms and you're getting sicker and sicker and things aren't changing and you feel like, I hear this, people say, I'm just a mess. I don't know if it'll took me years. I've been feeling bad for years. It's probably going to take me years. That's how they say it. It's going to take me years to get out of this. And it's not. Just because you've been like that, you just haven't had the tools to change it. And now there is a way to change it. And once you start that journey, your life could change in months,
It's taken the first step.
Yeah.
Taking the first step is sometimes always the hardest step.
So we're here for you. Give us a call, and we'll be able to help you out.
All right. Should we
give our number?
Our number is 888-777-4232. That's the office number for Mary Jane. And also you can get more information on Mary Jane's website at maryjanemack.com. She also has a fan page, Mary Jane Mack. You can go on there and like that. I don't think there was any Throwback Thursday pictures posted today, but there might be later on. So just got some helpful hints, some quotes, pictures. Usually find out what she's doing on the weekends, which is usually something to do with her horses. 9 times out of 10. And Seahawks, of course. And then if you have a question for Mary Jane, you can give us a call at 800-930-2819.
Exactly. And also to talk about physical things and emotional things. You know, sometimes you could have physical symptoms that are pretty severe and may not have anything to do with what the real cause is. For example, you could have a body that's totally off, or you're a weakness in the leg or weakness in the one side of your body, or hip pain, joint pain. And those can all come from old emotions from your gallbladder that are causing you that problem. And we usually put you on a nutrition program. And when you clear that emotion and clear the gallbladder, all those symptoms go away.
And isn't it just recognizing what the emotion is kind of opens it up and then helps to start releasing?
Well, because most people don't even think about it as an emotion. They just think it's life. And what they're doing.
And what's happened to them along the way.
Exactly. So, but when you put the whole picture together and it makes sense, and when you can say this happened 15 years ago, what it is, and they say, oh, yeah, they always know when you can muscle test and get the time.
Yeah, it's always a, oh, I remember that now. It is an amazing process, and she does do absolutely amazing things in her office. And again, I'm not saying that because she's my mom, but I've seen firsthand experiences that people's lives change. So I know mine has changed for the good, which I'm, knock on wood, still in good shape.
It's true. We see miracles all the time, and we see lots of fun things. And it's not that complicated. It's easy. And another thing to think about these days is your kids. How are your kids handling the stress from all the family? You'll see, kids can have stomach problems, digestive problems. They just don't feel good. They could be bummed out. Kids that are lethargic, can't think clear, withdrawn, definitely are out of balance. And with the nutrition program, it's really easy to figure out what's going on with the kids, put them on some nutrition to help correct their body. So when kids are kind of bummed out, and I see that often, and they can't think clear in school, usually has to do with their thyroid. And their thyroid T1 gives their brain hormone to make them happy and feel good. So we have a nutrition for that to help straighten that out. And kids, doesn't take much to turn them around and get them better and feeling good.
And the same thing with the pets, too. You have to think about your family pets, because they also can feel everything that's going on in the house. So want to make sure you take care of your pets. Mary Jane, as we said, if you can't make it into her office, she has clients all over the United States. You are listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We're going to take a short break, and we'll talk more about how we're going to handle these holidays. Catch you on the other side.
I feel like Superman. They gonna remember me. I think I know I can. Who says it's hard to reach? Who's gonna stop me on the road to success? I don't know.
Are you ready to experience the power of three, the power of being mentally, physically, and spiritually fit? We tend to think in this society that we have to choose one and that to live in balance with all three is taboo or impossible. Lynn Brown will show you how to combine these energies to give you ease and power that is out of this universe. Lynn's workshop will be held at the Maya Whole Health Center studio in Renton, Washington on November 22nd from 5 to 7 p.m. Call them directly to register at 425-271-0200.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Ascended Master Sabrina says, create your world like a child playing in a sandbox. Join Wendy R. Wolf on Monday evening, November 24th, 6:30 to 9 p.m. near Seattle Center at the Blue House. Sabrina is a graceful, childlike master who can teach us how to create our life and our world with freedom and ease. Visit HealGrowShine.com to find out how you can come play for free. That's HealGrowShine.com.
Sometimes it's hard to dream. The life I chose is past. It's moving without me. Who doesn't want a machine so they can go back in time?
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I am your co-host, Nancy Mack, and I am here with Mary Jane Mack, who is a holistic intuitive. She's pretty awesome. And yes, she is my mom. All right.
Reminder about the drains again. I've had lots of calls again this week. Kids getting sick. People coming in saying they're congested, the pets are itching. You have to check your drains and make sure you're doing your drains. There's natural cleaners. There's vinegar and baking soda. Just do what you need to do to freshen them up if it's been a while. And it seems like in the wintertime, of course, everything's closed up. They tend to be a little bit worse, too. So if your kids start getting colds and are sick, think about what's going on in your house.
Or if you're sick and your stomach's off, sneezing, you know.
Sinus.
Do your drains.
And often that's all people need to do is their drains. They don't even need to take much supplements once they do their drains and they're okay.
Yeah, so do your drains. And then if you still have those problems that are persisting, give Mary Jane's office a call at 888-777-4232. All right, Mary Jane.
So then there's those people, Nancy, that are home alone and don't have relatives to be with for the holiday or choose not to be with those relatives because they're happier by themselves. So think about people that you might know that are alone, maybe a neighbor, maybe an older lady, maybe even not even an older lady, somebody that you know, and maybe pick up the phone and just give them a call and say hi. It could be that one call that makes their day. And it could be a relative, of course, but even just a friend. So think about those other people around you that might be happy to have a cheery word.
Yeah, need some extra support around the holidays because they don't have family around or are unable to get out. You know, it's about being kind and it's like doing those random acts of kindness. And it can be as easy as you say, just picking up the phone or even extend an invitation. If you know somebody who has nowhere to go on Thanksgiving, there's nothing worse than being by yourself if you'd like to be with someone. But there's nothing better than being alone if you really want to be alone on
exactly.
the holidays.
But, you know, another thing is you could drop them off maybe a special treat.
Yeah, you
something and just drop something off for them or just
flower
call
bouquet.
Them.
Yeah.
Anything.
Don't email. No emailing or texting during the holidays. I'm trying to get away from that myself. It's always best to do a quick. I know sometimes those people, the quick call turns into.
There's nothing worse than a
call
for a lonely person getting a text, not hearing a voice.
Yeah.
So
I know some of those conversations can really be drawn out, but think of what you're giving to that person by being on the other end of that phone, even though it may be painful for you. It's a gift.
Okay. And
for them.
If you are alone and you plan to be alone, do something special for yourself. Maybe have those flowers or have a special food. Make it special for your day too, instead of doing the same usual thing.
Yeah.
Because you are important and you deserve the best.
So if you want that pie and you want more than one piece of pie, I say have the pie.
Well, remember, when you get fresh, it's a good point, Nancy.
Thank you.
When you have fresh cooked pies or bakery goods, or you buy it from a bakery that is like they sell it as fast as they put it out, and the ingredients are top ingredients.
Fresh
ingredients, those things you usually don't gain weight from because they're so fresh. It's buying things that are kind of generically made. Those things, because I score the food, I score everything. But when you score the food, it has to be a score of 7 or higher. When it has a lot of energy, then it can move through your body and be of benefit. But when it's a 2 or 3, that's when you're going to gain weight. That's when it's bad for you. That's when you get the gallbladder problem, because it moves through your body slower, and then it just clogs up your system.
Clogs everything up.
So look at fresh made, fresh baked. Same with everything you could for Thanksgiving. Not processed, but the top ingredients.
If you're having mashed potatoes, by God, buy the bag of potatoes and peel. Peel the potatoes and boil them. It doesn't take that much time. And they taste so much better.
Exactly.
I mean, if you're going to do it, try and do it right.
And you could put real cream in them, too.
And butter. But,
yeah.
By God,
real,
use butter.
Real cream is better than milk because it's not pasteurized.
Yes.
So real cream.
No margarine. So starting off the holidays, we've got Thanksgiving, then we have Christmas, the stress level of buying gifts. What am I going to get? I mean, if you're needing help getting through these holidays, give Mary Jane's office a call. She has got the tools to make it easy and fun and enjoyable and not stressful. And the office number is 888-777-4232. It can be so easy and enjoyable. And if you do have those relatives who, excuse my language, are a pain in the ass, then you just kind of put that aside and have a good time. Mom is shocked. But it's true. I'm just about being honest. So everybody's got something.
Wow, Nancy. All right. So,
well, you've got somebody who's a
troublemaker. So just enjoy the holiday. Take care of yourself. And remember that you're the one that can make a difference. It's not up to anybody else to change. You're not going to change anybody.
No.
But you can change.
And if you change, then you can notice the changes around the other people, because they're going to be saying to themselves, wow, look at that.
Yeah.
And those things and that were a big deal all of a sudden aren't a big deal anymore.
Well, remember, when you let go, then it changes the energy of everybody around you. So it's not about changing anybody else or expecting them to do it the way you want them to do it. As soon as you let go of that idea that they have to do it, you could change it. So make it a game. Make it like change yourself and see the difference of the people around you. But as soon as you get back into that energy and you start getting angry and you
want to control,
then it's all over. You've lost it. So it can be pretty amazing when you really, truly let go.
Yeah, you let go. You're in the moment. You have the fun. If necessary, you get some nutritional support from Mary Jane to make that holiday dinner or even during the holidays a lot more pleasant. And life will be good.
Exactly.
So if you'd like more information about Mary Jane, you can go to her website at maryjanemack.com, or you can give her office a call at 888-777-4232 and make your holidays one of joy and happiness and fun. Most of all, just fun. And don't miss the holidays, because a lot of times they're here and then they're gone. And in January, everybody's like, what happened?
And you may not have another one.
Exactly. That's a very good point. So that is true. Do you have any final words?
Have a very happy Thanksgiving. Look for what makes you happy in you and dream big. And know that you could change the world with one step at a time.
Yep. I believe that too. One person can make a difference. So.
And then are you guys on social media? Can they find you anywhere on social media?
Facebook.
Yeah.
Facebook. That would be about all. No Twitter or Instagram yet for Mary
okay.
Jane. Yeah.
But Facebook.
But we love to hear from you on Facebook.
Yeah. And you guys post a lot of pictures of different causes and things like that as well. So.
Well, that's.
And we do. You know what? We do a lot of positive motivational sayings. We do a lot of.
Tips.
Yeah, we have a lot of good things on Facebook, and we'd love to hear from you. So
yes,
get back to us.
You have comments. We'll be back in December. So if you have something you'd like to hear about, please go ahead and shoot Mary Jane a message on our Facebook page, and we'll go ahead and see if we can't touch on that topic for you next time.
Oh, definitely. I know I follow the page too, so I'm
all
a big
fan. And how do you like it?
I love it. Yeah. And then you've been posting. You're very active in the
elephant world,
preservation of elephants, and yes. We have the new show with Yao Ming, Walking with Giants.
Did you see that? Yes,
I've taped it. I haven't watched it yet, so I'm excited to watch it. So I heard it's really good.
No, yeah. It is. My passion is the David Sheldrick Wildlife Trust, and you can find out more information about them on Facebook, or you can visit the David Sheldrick Wildlife Trust.org. One of my all-time favorite gifts ever on the planet is fostering a baby elephant. Give it as a gift, foster one for yourself. It's amazing. It'll make you happy and it's great. So thank everybody for listening today. I wish you all a very happy holiday. We'll see you here on December 18th. Don't forget to tune in today at 4 o'clock for Taylor and
Press Play Radio. Thank you so much. Yeah, 4 to 5. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show and Transformation Talk Radio. We'll talk to you next month.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed, and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We're excited about Galeo's Cafe and Galeo's dressings. All of the flavoring comes from a family tradition and recipe, and secondly, from people that love to bring to the table, literally bring to the table, what I grew up with, and that is a lot of love and delicious ingredients. And when I first discovered it, it was about 6 or 7 years ago. And what I loved about them was not only are they gluten-free, but they're made from some of the, you know, most incredible natural ingredients. And more importantly, I just want to say is for many of us, low fat and sugar. I mean, no sugar. I mean, that's really what we're talking about here.
Order your dressing today. Visit GaleosCafe.com. That's GaleosCafe.com.